Welcome to this podcast, brought to you by Repertoire Magazine. And now, here's our host, publisher Scott Adams.
Hey guys, Scott Adams here with Repertoire Magazine. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. I have my very good friend Mark Steele here with me today. Mark is the Executive Vice President at Nuance Medical. They make Cryodose TA, a topical anesthetic spray. And the cool thing about today's conversation is how it's going to affect not only you, but also your customers. We're talking about hazmat today, the different types of products out there that are a problem from a hazmat standpoint, and ways that you can sub stuff out, or you can, or your practices can use different products that are hazmat free. So tune in, hope you get a lot out of it. And again, it's a great podcast for content that will help your end user customer remove hazmat products from their practice. Hey guys, Scott Adams with Repertoire Magazine here with my good friend Mark Steele. Mark, thanks for being on the podcast today. I'm looking forward to a good conversation with you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Absolutely. You know, we were having a conversation, Mark and I were having a conversation before we started recording this morning, and one of the things that, you know, after 25 years being in sales, and Mark, you're probably pretty close to the same, or maybe
almost 25,
a little bit less than me, but you know, the thing today that we see so much than we used to see back when I was out peddling gloves or soaps and disinfectants is, you know, today this rep, they're out selling change constantly. And it's moving someone from product A to product B. What we're going to talk about today isn't about selling a product. We're talking about change that needs to take place in the healthcare environment. And, you know, you had mentioned how important it is and how much we have a history in our industry of safety for healthcare workers and making change there to provide a safer work environment for the healthcare worker today. Can you talk a little bit about that for me?
Absolutely. So safe to say, you and I, Scott, and the listeners, we're very fortunate to be working in an industry that serves a customer that's pretty darn noble. You got listeners right now, they're about to make a call on a customer. Their occupation title is caregiver.
Exactly.
And I think about my old boss, Gary Corliss, former CEO of PSS, COO of McKesson. He'd always say, we're on the front lines of healthcare. And so with that, we not only have the opportunity, but the responsibility of taking care of those who take care of us. And I can't think of a better example of the opportunity and responsibility than making safer the workplace that your customers go to each and every day by reducing the amount of hazardous materials at the worksite. We have a tremendous history of making a safer healthcare worksite. You yourself had a huge impact in reducing the amount of latex or being used in offices. Needles and syringes, a turn to safety. This one, I look at this, reducing the amount of hazardous material chemical exposure in healthcare setting. This to me is one of the last and largest opportunities and responsibilities we have as an industry. Not as easy. You know, the negative health effects of long-term chemical exposure, it's not as tangible, not as acute as sticking yourself with a needle.
Exactly.
Or an allergic reaction to latex. But we'll dive into this later. The chemical burden that healthcare providers have is unbelievable. And the opportunity and responsibility we have of reducing that is big. If there's good news, you've got a consumer, you've got your listeners right now, their customers. At the end of the day, they're going to go and they're going to make purchases with many of them an eye towards the chemical impact or lack thereof of the food they eat, what they drink, the makeup they put on, what they feed their pets.
Yeah.
They're very cognizant of it, and it's only going to grow. I can tell you there is a new generation of workers coming into the workforce. Guess what, Scott? They really care about this, and for the right reasons. So you helping your customers reduce the impact of chemical exposure, hazardous materials, and worksite, not only will make workers safer, but also help your customers be the employer of choice, and that's not a bad thing to do.
Yeah, you know, when we were talking before, Mark, you had mentioned, and you talk about it's not maybe not as tangible or right in the face as getting stuck with a needle or having a latex, you know, someone going into anaphylactic shock. I mean, those are scary things. And so, but you mentioned biomonitoring that the CDC has been doing for years and years with healthcare workers and the amount of chemicals in their body. Talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, so let's start by defining biomonitoring. So what this is you're just taking samples of hair, blood, urine, and what you're testing it. CDC has been doing it since the 70s, testing it for different chemicals. What I'd like to point out is there was a recent study by a couple of associations. The first one was Physicians for Social Responsibility. The other one was Healthcare Without Harm. It's a nurse association. And they combined together to do this study in which they did biomonitoring on both physicians and nurses. And what they found in the hair samples, the blood samples, et cetera, was the amount of chemicals that are in a frontline healthcare worker's system and at the levels. So these are exceeding thresholds that now go into toxic levels. And they can do some really bad stuff.
You know, I do a lot of these podcasts, Mark, and 9 times out of 10, the podcast is about, you know, a product or a service or some change in healthcare that really has to do with the patient. So I'm excited today to have a conversation with you about something that is near and dear to the healthcare giver's heart, and that should be near and dear to the distribution folks out listening to this today. And so I want to jump in, and guys, the topic today is really going to be around hazmat. Not really a product, and so that's why I have Mark here. And so, Mark, if you would, what is hazmat? What does it mean to the physicians that are out there, and what does it mean to a distribution rep today?
Yeah, so general definition of hazmat, it's short for hazardous material. And it's defined as any material that poses a significant risk to both person or property. Now, more specific definitions is dependent based off of the agency that's defining it. So the one your listeners might be most familiar with is the one as defined by the Department of Transportation, the DOT.
That's the one I'm familiar with for sure.
Yeah, so where I might say hazmat, many of your listeners might say fee.
I'm not driving behind that truck.
Exactly. So there is a subset of medical supplies that the DOT has deemed as highly toxic, highly flammable, so it needs to be cared for differently. So your listeners are accustomed to some products, batteries,
give me some examples.
Yeah,
so
batteries, ethyl chloride is another big example where their employer, the distribution company, needs to have employees that are trained on handling hazmat products, pick and pack into a hazmat-specific container, incremental cost there. And then they need to have a carrier ship that product, FedEx or UPS, separate and apart from the regular medical supply order. And there is a fee that those carriers charge the distribution company that gets passed on to the customer, anywhere from $20 to $60. And for those that are listening, sometimes a friction point with the customer when they see that hazmat shipping fee line item on their invoice.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just something that they can't get around. Unless there are substitute products that are what I like to call hazmat fee free. So there are some products you just can't get around it. The batteries as an example. Another example though that you could get around it, ethyl chloride, topical anesthetic spray. We make a topical anesthetic spray, Cryotis TA. It's a different chemical makeup, does the exact same thing, but it is hazmat fee-free.
Tired of charging your customers hazmat shipping fees for ethyl chloride? Convert them to the safer, more cost-effective, and hazmat fee-free alternative, Cryodose TA from Nuance Medical. Cryodose TA is a topical anesthetic spray that is clinically and therapeutically equivalent to ethyl chloride, but is non-flammable, non-toxic, and hazmat-free. And because Cryodose TA doesn't absorb like ethyl chloride, it is also FDA cleared to be used on open wounds and mucous membranes. Cryodose TA is available in medium stream and mist spray and comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Contact your MedTech Medcare representative today to help you convert your customers to the safer, more cost-effective, and hazmat fee-free topical anesthetic spray, Cryodos TA.
So as you're starting to, as the reps are out, really starting to take a look at ways to make the practices safer, trying to move folks away from hazmat products to non-hazmat products makes a lot of sense. We were talking earlier from just a sales standpoint of, you know, bringing about change. What does a distribution rep really need to know about hazmat to help their customer start to drive some change into the account?
Great question. And that leads to the other agency that defines hazmat, and that is our friends at the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, otherwise known as OSHA. So OSHA, the way they define hazmat, they create the rules and enforce rules as it relates to materials that are hazardous to a worker at their work site. Now, how does that relate to a healthcare setting? Well, there's lots of rules and regulations that a healthcare setting has to abide by to make sure that they are OSHA compliant. The ones that your listeners are most familiar with is that panic call from somebody saying, Scott, I need SDS sheets for right. all these different products, or I need personal protection equipment, PPE, I need an eyewash station. Those are things because guess what? They're probably getting an OSHA inspection the next week or the next day.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So those are the more tangible things. I think one thing important for the listeners to know is that by law, somebody within that practice is assigned to oversee OSHA. OSHA is not a one-time deal. You got to keep up with the regulations within the worksite. And so there is always somebody or somebodies that's very, very interested in OSHA regulations.
So I'm going to put my sales hat on for just a second. And I know we kind of talked and you're like, I don't want this to be commercially, but I want to say this because I think it's important for the listeners and because we're here to help distribution salespeople sell more stuff. I think this product and the things that you're talking about here, whether you're a tenured salesperson that's been out in the field for 20 years or whether you're a brand new rep that's out trying to get into the doors, you know, open some doors to get into some accounts. We talked earlier about this is a great door opener. Talk a little bit about that. And the reason I bring it up is because you just mentioned there's always somebody in every practice that's responsible for OSHA.
Perfect. So let me talk about some of the hazmat products and impact to
yeah, you don't even have to talk about
frontline healthcare.
Yeah.
So let's start that with that as context. Products that your listeners know very well. Let's start with mercury. It's a heavy metal. It's a neurotoxin. Attacks the central nervous system, causes brain damage. Let's talk about something a little less severe, glutaraldehyde. There is studies that show correlations, higher exposure to glutaraldehyde to bronchitis. Ethyl chloride, it is a known liver and kidney toxin. BPA, it's a hormone disruptor. So, I mean, you're disrupting the hormone system within the human body that has everything to do with obesity, heart disease, infertility, a lot of different problems. Remember, the OSHA director is concerned about this. And you could go in there and talk about opportunities to get rid of it or substitute it out. Let's go through those examples again. Mercury. Rather than using mercury within the healthcare setting, there's plenty of spot monitors out there that do vital signs checks where you don't have right. to use mercury. Let's use glutaraldehyde as the next example. Rather than doing cold sterilization, do you really need to do cold sterilization or could you sterilize with an autoclave? Alpha chloride, it's a topical anesthetic spray. That is a known liver and kidney toxin. Could you substitute that with Cryodos TA? It does the exact same thing. It's a topical anesthetic, but it is non-toxic, non-flammable, and because it absorbs 100%, you can actually use it on open wounds. So there's plenty of examples where your listeners could go to the OSHA director, and it really is... you're looking out for the benefits of the employees of the practice. Talk about just a great way, non-confrontational, to be able to help the practice out. And a lot of times, you know who's in charge of OSHA? It's usually the practice administrator. the office manager, the COO, that's his or her responsibility. Well, guess what their responsibility also is? Who they buy their medical supplies from. So when you're talking about door openers, a perfect door opener to be able to provide value for the person who cares about workplace safety,
right,
but also where they're spending their medical supplies on.
So I take two things away from that, guys. The one is, and the most obvious is, wow, if I'm a young rep, or even if I'm a tenure rep and I'm one of my days a week is going to be doing cold calling, imagine walking to that gatekeeper and saying, who's responsible for OSHA versus who's responsible for purchasing your med-surg supplies? It's a great way to get past the gatekeeper and back to the back of the office to where you can start having a business conversation. Now, take that. The other thing that I think jumps out at me that didn't before, but as you talk, Mark, is what a value add you're bringing to your current customers when you go and sit down and have an OSHA conversation with them and you have that list of products and have a plan for each one of them to sub out and get them as get as much hazmat out of their practice as possible. That's a conversation that's about the healthcare worker and about that practice, and it shows that you care. And that, guys, as we talk about all the time, content is king today, and that's wonderful content that you're going in to provide a better workplace environment versus going in to try to save them 5% on their med-surg supplies. It's just such a great story. I'm so thankful that we're having this conversation. I hope the listeners are really taking a ton from this. Let me ask you another question here. How can distribution reps really help switch to safer alternatives such as ethyl chloride to cryodose?
Yeah, so part of it's just
aware. What's the target audience for that?
Well, so target audience for safer products, again, let's go back to who's in charge of OSHA.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, it might not be by title OSHA director, although you've got listeners that are calling on big enough systems nowadays that there might be one person that's all he or she does. But a lot of times it's office manager, practice administrator, chief operating officer for the practice. That's the person you want to talk to have this kind of conversation. And line up the products where you know that there's safer alternatives. Guess what? You're not going to have an alternative, a safer alternative to each and every one. But there's plenty of alternatives out there. And to at least initiate the conversation, imagine how you'll be seen by the customer by initiating that conversation and talking about safer products for their employees. And then here's the other thing is, remember, on the consumer side, there is a lot of investment by businesses, whether it be foods, cosmetics, lawn care,
yeah,
ton of different things where exposure to chemicals or lack thereof is a big deal. I know this industry is going to be continuing with new innovative products that are going to be less, have less chemicals, be greener. And just keep an eye out on that and always make sure that you've got a bridge, a channel open up to the person who cares to have that conversation. Unfortunately, sometimes the people that don't care, it's not going to be that doctor, you know, 70 years old that's about to retire. Probably not the right person to talk to. But the person who's in charge of workplace safety, or even the workers themselves.
Yeah.
What a great conversation to have with somebody when we're just saying, listen, you know what? There's no me without you, customer. And now I'm focusing on your safety. I've got some ideas. Who would be the right person to talk to? How would they not lead you to the right person to have that conversation with?
The example you gave of those that might not care as much as those that do before we got on the mics.
Okay. So you listeners out there, there are plenty. You are at the edge of your seat. You totally get this. You yourself make purchasing decisions, and you're looking organic. You're looking at natural. Right. You are inspecting the labels of everything. Good for you. There might be some other listeners that have been in this business for a long time, like Scott and myself, that you don't see this as a big deal. But guess what? You've got customers that do. And so even though you might not think it's a big deal, know that you have customers that are by law, OSHA, yeah, have to, but then also just by their who they are, they might really be focusing in on this and looking at it.
Give me an example of somebody of who they are. that would really care in a practice about this? You had a great one when we were.
This is generalization. So there's a lot of danger going into this. I always say the person who's not going to care, it's the 80-year-old male doctor that's about to retire.
Sure.
The one that cares, female.
Yeah.
Childbearing age or mother of children.
Yeah.
There is a nurturing, caring aspect, and I'll use my own wife as a perfect example of this, that really cares about long-term exposure to chemicals and makes purchasing decisions to get away from that and to go more to natural products.
So just to recap, and I know you wanted to hit 3 points today, one of which we just talked about, which is the level of care out there and who might care and who may not care as much. But as you really look at this generation that's coming in, and I throw this stat out all the time, you know, we talk about millennials, and I rarely will use that term in a negative way. The reality is millennials are turning 40 this year, and that generation cares about this stuff, one, because of OSHA, but two, they just care about it. I do. I'm 48 years old and I care about this stuff and the water that I drink and everything. We make these decisions every day in life. It's absolutely makes for a great story when you're going in for a business conversation. The second thing that you wanted to make sure we made today was just a safer alternative for the workers. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Again, I think our industry has done a great job and will continue to do a great job of coming out with new products that are a safer alternative to what customers are using today. But they need a conduit to help them know what's out there. Because a lot of times, they're just doing what they've always been doing.
Yep.
Until somebody like your listener comes in and says, there's a safer way to do this. Sometimes, there isn't. Lab chemicals, perfect example. There really isn't too many safer alternatives. Not to say that there isn't going to be innovation down the line, but it is what it is. But there might be safer ways to handle those chemicals, as an example,
sure.
You know, to make it safer. So, you know, build that list. I know that there is, you know, people that listen, you have roles as marketeers within your own companies. Create a list of safer products. Provide that to your sales force to have a safety conversation, because it's something that your customers care about, whether it be by law or just because that's how they make their own decisions as a personal consumer.
Kind of leads into your third point is, you know, be looking for new innovation on a regular basis as a distribution rep.
Let's go back to this long, proud history we have as an industry, Scott. You've led it. I've been involved in it, which is continually coming out and communicating a safer way of doing things. There's a lot of tangible ones, gloves, needles and syringes, et cetera. Chemical exposure, a little nebulous, not going to lie.
Yeah.
A little harder. At the same time, it is real. And the impact that it's having on our healthcare providers, our customers, the people that help us put food on the table each and every day. And I always go back to what Gary says is that opportunity and responsibility. And I think that this industry, both from a distribution standpoint and the vendor community as it relates to creating products, has a responsibility to this customer base to continue to come out with new products to reduce hazardous materials within the healthcare workers' worksite.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mark. I really appreciate you being here today. Guys, just as a takeaway from this whole thing, if nothing else, man, what a game changer it is to have content like this. And to Mark's exact point, creating a list of safer products to go in and talk to your accounts about really sets you at a different place than whoever you may be competing against that's just in trying to sell them more stuff. Mark, great content, great information. Thank you so much. You want to tell the folks how to reach out to you if they have any questions on this?
So easy way to find me is I'm an email away. So yep. It's Mark S, so M-A-R-K-S at cryodose.com. Cryodose is spelled cryodose.com. And if you want any information on our products, you can go to cryodose.com.
Yeah, and I'll give a plug for my son's company, MedTech MedCare. Those guys are representing this product. So for the distribution folks out there, you all have a MedTech MedCare rep in your territory. They can get you samples. They can get out, work with you, and have some of these conversations as an expert in the field for you. So Thank you for listening today, Mark. Thanks for being here, bud.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.